You're listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side, 32 minutes past 12 p.m. Welcome to Tuesday's edition of radio. My name's Joyce. The sun rises here. It's a beautiful day. I hope it is for you. Welcome. So let's hit the ground running. Look, I wanted to discuss the bike ban today, as I did promise yesterday. But there is right now a development. Yeah. From, you know, the story we discussed last week about the train attack, the Abuja Kaduna train situation. This wasn't a situation. It's a nightmare. All right. Now, there is a developing story, and I thought we'd rather just discuss that instead of the bike ban, at least for now. And I did promise you that this whole train attack and the resumption of train services scheduled March 23rd, you remember that? Well, yeah, train services were scheduled to resume March 23rd. And I asked you whether you thought it was ethical, it was conscious, it was fair, it was considerate to resume train services while some Nigerians who were unfortunately kidnapped in March by terrorists are still in the grip of their captors. And some of you, well, a few people said they should, you know, resume train services, but, you know, the government should try to get them out. And I did share with you what I believe to be the most recent update, which I was able to find, which is that family of victims still with kidnappers said that kidnappers or the terrorists reached out to them saying, "We don't want your money. The government knows what we want." And the families also did confirm, at least since the last I heard from them or about them, that the government is yet to reach out to them as to what the situation is or what the development is. So they pretty much wanted the government to do what government alone can do and help them rescue family members still in captivity. Okay, so you pretty much understand it. All right, it would appear that something has happened, at least by way of news report. So join me as I try to it's very lengthy, the report on the Vanguard, but I've been able to extract the gist, and so here we begin. Our first maybe 30 minutes or 40, we will speak on what you think about this developments, and after that we would go into a divorce series and discuss getting married at a later time in life. Some people, you know, got married early. Maybe they're pleased, maybe they're not. Others would have loved to be married early, but are not married as early as they would have loved to. We want to discuss what society thinks about when you marry, the social implications, stigma, if there be any, and what it means to families and how people pretty much interpret it. Or even, you know, the individuals who are not yet married, why? Like man, woman, the men and the women, different situations play out in your lives, and it's pretty much affected things. And the things that have been affected might have also brought about your decision not to marry early, or but even it might even be a case of you haven't even found the one. And for some others, it's, I don't know, it's like you're married, you're divorced. That's also, yeah, married, divorced. For those who married early, it might also be, well, I'm grateful or I regret marrying early. So all of that conversation at a later hour. Remember that there is a pre-recording at 2:30. So we're looking forward to that. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. The conversation begins now.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce.
Open Thoughts, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Okay, now, so the developing story from the situation that happened in March 28th, 2022, which is the Abuja Kaduna train attack. Now, a terrorist who kidnapped passengers on the Abuja Kaduna bound train that was attacked on 28th March 2022 have urged the government to release their children allegedly kept in a Yola detention facility. They threatened to start killing the passengers in captivity within 7 days unless their demands are met. Now, that is an active sentence there. The captors are saying they'll start killing innocent Nigerians within 7 days. All right. Leaders of the terrorist group spoke on phone to spokesman Sheikh Ahmed Gumi, Malam Tukur Mamu, and Dan Ian Fika for continued discussion on the release of the passengers. Now, the terrorists are saying that they want the government to do exactly what the government is supposed to do. And this time around, they're not asking for financial negotiation. It's not about, this is not a money factor now. It's something else. I'm going to point it out in a minute. They say, for continued discussion on the release of these passengers and a safe resumption of the train service, our children must be released unconditionally. Only then we will release some of the abducted victims, especially the women, while other passengers will be released on a prison exchange or prisoner exchange with some of our arrested comrades by the government. The terrorists claim that the federal government suspended the resumption of train services because of their threats. The terrorists claim that the government suspended train services because they threatened to do again what they had done before. And now they're saying if the government fails to meet their demands, they are willing to die. And of course, by extension, kill the victims that they have in captivity. And they're saying if this train service resumes without our demands being met, it would be an unfortunate experience and situation both for passengers and for the Nigerian government. So you wonder, what gives these terrorists impetus? Like, what exactly makes them so daring? How come? How are they able to withstand the force from government? And you see, of course, on one hand, it's a difficult battle to fight, you know, when you're dealing with an enemy who's willing to die. But even with that in the equation, here we are on a situation that happened March 28th. Remember, I also reported that I found in the news, it was reported that another kidnap happened. Another kidnap situation happened. Now, the news outlets that reported the kidnap situation, they reported, and, you know, give or take, they made an estimation of 30 people kidnapped. So, the developing story from off that situation, I do not have yet. But this one we have been following, and this has been in the news for about 2 months now. Families are waiting on the government to help rescue their family members. Terrorists are speaking and speaking boldly, placing pressure on the Nigerian government to meet their demands. Now, remember, the children that they say the government took away from their wives are not being maltreated. They're not being killed. Government say that they took the children away. At least it would appear from the statement of the terrorists that these children are in orphanages. They're in orphanage homes in Yola. So, of course, they're being catered to. Now, terrorists are saying they want their kids back. And then they'll release some passengers. And then the other passengers would be not necessarily just, you know, these are a kind of batter. You know, they want to have a batter deal with the Nigerian government. Prisoner exchange. Maybe they're going to say, you give us one of our guys, we give you two victims or two... two victims we have in captivity. I'm not even sure what the deal is going to be. But here they're speaking, and they're speaking loud, and it's in the news. And once again, we're confronted with, of course, a story that has been. But even it's in development, we see that the Nigerian government is saddled with a huge responsibility. Not just one that requires kid gloves. But then again, you know, some people have said maybe the government needs to do more. And it has been reported on different occasions that the government has been doing enough. Now, how much is enough? Let me even point it out. The group also reports that the victims in captivity are doing well. They take a picture, it's alleged, that they take a picture and send to a WhatsApp number. I want to share that with you. And I quote, "The government suspended the resumption of the train service indefinitely because of our threats. And we repeat, if our conditions are not met, the resumption of the train service is to the detriment of the government and the passengers. We don't need money. We have a good reason for doing what we do. Until our demands are met, none of the victims will come out alive, even if it means we all die with them. They're all taken care of. You can see from the pictures we sent to you via WhatsApp. But we assure you that this will not continue." End quote. Wow. So, well, you even have to think about the mindset of the victims. You have to think about what they're going through, the trauma, the fear, the helplessness, and maybe their prayers, and how maybe they wait every day to get a call from government saying, well, we have dealt with these terrorists and you're going home. It's like, and sometimes you don't even know the day of your salvation. You don't know how long this is going to take. And here we are once again. And if the news is anything to go by, remember that last week I shared with you another incident where it was reported the Nigerians were kidnapped. So I want to subject this development to your thinking, and I want to know what you think about this development. So here they say they don't want money. They want their children back, and they want government to release Boko Haram members in government detention. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. All things are possible. Is that supposed to be possible? Let's talk. I lost you. Make it back, Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, ma'am.
Welcome.
And I greet you,
Thank you.
And my heart is very hot. I'm very angry at the person that the blood is flowing in his body. Mm. I'm not happy. See, you ask a question, say, what gives these people food that are saying that they're going to die, that federal government know what they need? And let them settle these people so that our people will come out. Are you hearing me?
I'm listening.
Now, what I want to answer you concerning what you asked, what gives them this food? And what gave them this vote is that they thought that Jonathan cannot hand over. And the many terrorists came from foreign countries before the 2015 election. So they thought that this man cannot hand over. That is what is happening now. I'm answering the question. So let them settle the monster they created.
All right.
Let them go and settle the monster they created and release our citizens' victims. Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. They want the children back, and they want Boko Haram in detention released. And if the government fails, according to their threat, they're willing to not just kill the victims, they're also willing to die for the cause. What a situation we have in our hands. It seems as though the government must be willing to extend as much sacrifice to this game as much as the terrorists are sacrificing already. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
What a day.
What a day.
They are using the compound word, our children. The question now arises, are they Nigerians? Somehow, they do not believe in the community called Nigeria, or they are outside Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Now, is it normal for them being outside Nigeria to bring their siblings and they themselves into the community to exist as independent people? I think they need a republic of their own.
Okay.
And if in any negotiation they have come and they have found yourself in this situation that they now kidnap our innocent people to bargain for their arrested defiance.
Yeah.
I believe it is essential that I, as a Nigeria, will die for them. I will die for Nigeria and woe betide them.
Well, look, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Thank you for calling. Well, I don't think I've heard in a minute a Nigerian willing to die for Nigeria. This is something. It seems as though you follow the rules of war, and depending on the type of war you're fighting, the sacrifice required is determined. You can't imagine that terrorists are saying to the Nigerian government, so first of all, let's put this down. The terrorist is saying that the train service that was supposed to resume March 23rd, which we spoke of last week, which was scheduled to resume yesterday, didn't, because they threatened the government that if you fail to meet our demand and you resume train services, we're back where we left you. And it would probably be worse or maybe as bad. So we have outlaws speaking to our government in a manner that it is not, I mean, you have to first imagine what's the impetus, and then you have to consider these guys are banking on something. Like, there's something that they're sure about. And then if you say, well, the government should do their bidding, the government should release to them Boko Haram members, what's the implication of that? Nigeria Info, let's talk. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
I'm with you. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah. Just a quick one on the matter. My name is Livet. I'm calling from Amodofi.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Concerning the issue about these bandits or terrorists, whatever they call themselves, I want to say this categorically, that if the president doesn't do anything about the people that were kidnapped,
yeah,
I think Nigeria has to fight. And it's time we, the youth, need to fight for this country, because this country is going down every single day. Our people are dying. Our mothers, our fathers, our brothers and our sisters are in Boko Haram detention, and the government is not saying anything about it. All they are concerned about is election, 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 without value for human life in this country. I just want to stand up and say this right now, that if the government didn't do anything about the kidnapped citizen of this great country, that we, the youth, we have to fight. We have no choice than to fight for our rights. This is where we belong. This is our country. This is our home. And we won't stop at nothing until we defeat these terrorists. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. If you have just tuned in, we're discussing the development off of the train attack, the Abuja Kaduna train attack that happened 28th March 2022. I want to know what you think about this recent development on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Lost you. Make it back. The sunny side. The sun is out. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set, please. Always remember the volume of your radio set. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Tell us your name. You go ahead.
I'm Chidi McCollum from Isola.
Thank you for calling.
Now, concerning what we are asking, what has given these people the impetus to speak the way they are speaking? I want to tell you that federal government are the one pampering these people from day one. The people that are negotiating with them, Gumi and his cohort, they are the one pampering. Why should their men be kept in a place for a long time? What for? They were arrested for killing and all that. Shouldn't they be charged to court and then appropriate measure be taken? Why should they be kept in court, or in a certain place? Now, because their men are kept in certain place, they are very sure and they are, that whatever they threaten the government is going to release them. Look, I have somebody in the military. Most top officials in the military are the backbones of these people. That is why they have the morale to do the things they are doing and are challenging government. So until the federal government call a spare, these people will continue what they are doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Do not go anywhere. My name's Joyce. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, the show, the sunny side with Joyce on Nigeria Info. And we're right back to the heart of the conversation where I'm picking up your brains. I'm trying to establish whether for a moment you could put yourself in the shoes of the government and you can share with me what you think the government must do, has to do, because here is a situation of life and death. Where the development from the incident that happened on 28th March 2022 holds that terrorists are saying to the Nigerian government, 7 days or we start killing the victims in captivity. They're also willing to die, which of course at this point is not necessarily a surprise. This would be par for the course, right? But it's the Nigerians who now maybe have heard terrorists talk about death over their heads. Them and the fact that this issue of insecurity almost can be called perpetual. It's been going on and has been going on. And as much as we pray for it to cease, we're yet to determine the day, date that it will cease. So here once again, Nigeria, you are confronted with a harsh reality. And I want to find out what you have to say about this. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Jason Lopaya.
Jason Lopaya, good to have you here.
Yeah. See, concerning what you're what I'm listening to from what you said, I think this government, they know what they are doing. They are working hand in hand with terrorists. Yes, I can say that. If not, they would have found solution to the people that were kidnapped. You can see they don't care for the citizens. And I once said it on this channel. I said, I guess they should give us the citizens gun. Let's all be able to carry weapons. You see, those people now, assuming they had gone and they were in that train, they will fire back. Or you don't believe? Hello?
You're asking me if I don't believe that they're going to fire back?
Yes, no.
I don't trust the sensibility of the average Nigerian to manage a gun.
Okay, good. Let's just say they had legalized it.
Yeah.
And that train, all of them were with weapons, gone. Would those people just attack like that?
Well, see, certainly not.
It is going to less a lot of things. Let them legalize gun. Let us be able to protect ourselves. The government cannot protect us. Now, you can see what you said concerning the train. These people, the government is supposed to bring new ones, or maybe the train is going to commence work. The terrorists are now saying it is because of them. The government did not do what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
So they have boxed the government to the corner. Government cannot do anything to them anymore. What should the citizens do? Should we start looking at ourselves? Anyhow, we should find a way to protect ourselves. Government, this government especially, this one, Buhari, they have failed woefully.
All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info. By the way, someone sent my assistant a message. Jason Lokwea. Someone sent my assistant a message saying that they heard you on Nigeria Info saying you help people get passports. Okay. So, are we supposed to hand your number over? Well, you have to confirm that. Nigeria Info, that's all he said. How are you? Let's pick your views on this. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set. Thank you for calling. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Can you hear me?
I'm with you. I can hear you.
Joyce.
Yeah.
How many times have I called you once, Joyce?
I know I don't owe you money. I'm not even sure why you're calling me, because you should.
Okay, listen. Forget about this government. Forget about these people. They know what they are doing. Hello?
No, okay. So when you say they know what they're doing, I want to agree with you. Of course, the government must know what they're doing. It's now the development of the situation where terrorists are saying...
When I say they know what they are doing, there is a conspiracy between them and them. Let me give an example. Some 2 years back in Dubai, Dubai government caught about 20 Nigerians. Are you with me?
I'm listening.
Both in Nigeria and in Dubai for sponsoring terrorism. Out of those 20, 10 were sentenced there in Dubai. And they gave Nigerian government the list and names of the other ones. That these are the people that were linked to the people they caught in Dubai. What did the government do? Up to today, nothing. Did they talk about it? No! I said, they know what they are doing. Especially this particular government. This government has failed woefully and gallantly. They know what they are doing.
Was it 10 or 6?
Sorry?
Was it 10 or 6 Nigerians that were sent?
No. 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 See, I think it was... There were more than that. The ones that were convicted in Dubai, about 6, I mean 7 of them. So those ones, when they investigated them, they linked some other people to Nigeria, yeah, because they were transferring money. So when they did finish all the investigation, so they gave Nigerian government all the information about these other people.
Mm.
What did the government do? Nothing. They did not say anything about it. What of the 400 people, I mean 300, I can't remember the number again, that were caught for Boko Haram, that they brought out their names, what did they do? Nothing. So they know what they are doing.
When you say they know what they are doing, now I'm going to ask you a more specific or more direct question.
Sorry?
I want to ask you a question. Now, the terrorists are saying that they want government to release Boko Haram members in government captivity. And that's the deal. They don't want money. I mean, this is a very dicey one. And it's even just difficult to comprehend. What should government do? What do you think the government can do about this?
See. Okay, I'm saying what do I think the government should do about this particular...
Yeah,
now that they say they want money.
Yeah, I mean, usually...
And they don't want money. They don't want money, right?
Yeah, they don't want money. They want their Boko Haram members out of government prisons.
do you want to hear?
Well, I don't know if I'm ready.
A sensible government, we set them up.
Ah, okay.
Listen, see what the government should do. A sensible government, we set them up. Arrange with countries like Russia, Israel, that look, we'll release your people for you. We'll release them. Can you remember what happened during Chibok time?
Like too many things happened.
When American government wanted to assist us, that they said they're going to put like something like gas in that area when they called those Chibok girls. That everybody will sleep, including the girls. They will not rescue all the girls and every other thing. What happened? Some people went to tell Boko Haram. The next day they saw Boko Haram wearing gas masks. The next thing that happened, that American government left. That's what I'm telling you. They know what they are doing. But a sensible government will arrest them. They will say, okay, I will release your people. They will plan. It might take time. Just plan.
Yeah.
And that if you do that, without telling about, if you will plan this thing, some people in government... Some people in government will go and leak the secret out.
Mm-hmm. It's a very difficult one. Yeah.
They will go and leak the secret out. I'm a lost tree.
All right.
So this particular government, they know what they are doing. They know the Boko Haram. Gumi said it, that the Boko Haram and they know Boko Haram. I have an in-law. Not an in-law, a cousin in the military. He tells me so many, he said, young man, he said, I cannot show you some videos. I cannot tell you some things. I'm only going to tell you some few things. They know what they are doing. I just pity.
Right.
I pity. Okay, imagine Buratai endorsing Amechi for what?
I mean, imagine. There's no... But politics is not an ethical game. It's not a moral game.
Sorry?
Politics is not an ethical game. It's not a moral game.
Okay.
Yeah, so you should expect everything you're seeing. Like, don't be surprised that the devil could endorse someone. And come on, it's politics.
Okay.
It's a game. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hi, how are you?
Yes, Sandra, good afternoon.
What did you call me?
I said good afternoon.
What's my name?
They're putting me on test again.
You don't know my name. That's sad. Well, it shouldn't be. My name is Joyce.
Yes, this is Joyce.
But my name is Joyce. Thank you. Yes, what's your name?
Joyce, I want to give you a false scenario.
Okay.
2015.
Yeah.
Somebody slapped me.
What?
Because of Buhari. At Biapala. I'm not drinking beer. I'm taking malt. Maybe because of I'm taking malt, the man slapped me because I told the man that I knew Buhari. I'm of age. 1984. 7 years after, I saw the man at the first gate. I parked my car. I slapped the man.
What's this?
First time. The man could not recognize who I am. The man was wondering. I slapped the man the second time. People gather. What happened? This man is bigger than you, and you are slapping this man. What happened? Are you using charm? Okay, what happened? I said, this man, I'm in the beer parlor. I told this man about Buhari, and this man slapped me. Now the man is suffering. I can see the man is suffering. That's why I slapped the man two times. People look at me. The man, people ask the man, did you slap this man? He said, yes, I can remember. Then why did you slap the man? You are in the upper lot talking.
This is crazy.
Now you can see yourself. That one goes. Yeah. But there is no way goats will eat lion's child. But this time in Nigeria, where I can see an army are there with their many years training, ordinary bandits are hosting citizens for 2 good months. Nothing is happening. Apart from that, you can see now goat now is killing real people. Look at Anambra. Ordinary human being went and slaughtered somebody in government. Apart from that, goat has come again. Custom slapped and a government official in Delta. Don't worry, goat is coming. More goats are coming. Let them be there.
And God knows
enjoy
I'm
their
lost.
Money. 100 million naira form. They are buying. Small goats are coming to collect the million from their hands. They will see it and they will not run again. Everywhere will close for the fact that goats, ordinary goats, are hosting human beings. So in the presence of soldiers.
Okay, I think I understand that. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, I do appreciate it. I mean, the Nigerian military, they have really been on this for a minute, though, but it's just not abating. It's not subsiding. We have not necessarily, we cannot quite say that it's minimized to the degree to which every Nigerian can get comfortable and not so worried with the issue of insecurity. I want to find out what you have to say about this. Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Yes, look, where you're calling back.
Yeah.
So you can give the person my number.
Okay, all right then.
Can you?
What?
You can see it, right?
Yeah. Wait. What number did you call with earlier?
This same number.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Look at how happy you are.
Of course. I said it that day. I've been expecting it. I want more customers.
Make sure you do a good job, and if you steal their money, yes. It's on this radio.
No.
Okay.
I won't do that.
All
you can
right.
Trust me on that.
Okay.
They are going to call me out on your show now, and you tear into me. If you tear into me, what can I do? I won't be able to call Nigeria for you again now. So I can't tarnish my image.
Well, good for you. Thank you very much, then. Good luck.
All right.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. This is Seamus from Ogun State.
Seamus
from Ogun State.
Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, you see, the issue of security is not something that government can be playing about. Like many callers have always said, that the government know what they are doing.
Mm.
Really, they know what they are doing. The truth is that there's nothing hidden in this country. Many people may think that the government doesn't know anything, or government may pretend to us that they don't know anything. They know. But for me, let them release these Boko Haram people. They have been there keeping them for a reason. Let them release them so that they can be able to release innocent Nigerians. The people said they don't need money.
Yeah, but now they're asking for Boko Haram members back. I mean, that would be crazy for government to hand them back Boko Haram members. What do you say?
My sister, that is what they have been waiting for, so that Nigerians will speak in their favor to release the people. Why have they kept them in the custody for a long time? If somebody is a killer and he has lost his own right to live,
So
since they kept them there, they know why they kept them. Even the information of about the train attack, government is aware. So the best thing they can do now, because if I have my sister or my brother or my uncle or my cousin, even my own child in that custody, how will I feel?
Yeah, well, that's a very difficult thing to honestly manage mentally.
Yeah, even though I'm in Ogun State here, I have a peaceful place, but I still feel for other Nigerians who didn't do anything but have to suffer for the sins of other people. The best thing is for government to release them. They want to release them. So whom are they deceiving? We know a lot,
wow,
but it's not something that, because if we begin to say, you people on the other side of the radio asking me, do you have the
proof,
evidence?
Yeah.
But, so we cannot say all those things, but let them release these people. Then so that they can get our brothers and sisters back, we'll be free. Fine.
All
thank
right.
you, my sister.
Thank you very much for calling. Wow, I didn't quite think that would be an offer. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. I lost you. It's good to have you here and to hear from you. We're Nigeria Info. What's your name? You're not there. Hello. The show. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
I'm with you. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, afternoon, Joyce. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Can I remain anonymous?
Okay.
Okay, let me just use Jide.
Okay, Jide. Thank you.
I am from Anambra State.
All right.
As I speak to you, on the 14th of this month, my daughter is out to celebrate a traditional wedding in my hometown.
Okay.
But because of insecurity. Because of insecurity, 2 weeks before my daughter's traditional wedding, I can't travel. I received a call from unknown people saying, Oga, let me say the way it says in Igbo. The money in Akwadi here. The people on the security men, Kabia. The money here, man. Yeah, here go.
No way.
I'm telling you the truth.
How did they get your number?
I don't know how they got my number. I was told not to have that thing. Because they know, because if I want to do, I can call security personnel, police, whatever, you know, for security. And people who are to come there are men for them to witness my daughter's traditional wedding. But because of insecurity in Anambra State, I suspended everything. That's to show the any top guy in Anambra knows how they got your number, you wouldn't know. They will call you, and if you dare go on with it, my dear sister, the rest will be history.
So hold on a second now. What did you do eventually? Did you go on with the wedding, or did you cancel
the
wedding,
not.
Or did you change venue?
I even gave them money
to an
outside account.
So where? To what account?
The people that called me are Igbos. But the account I transfer money to, that they should just calm down, no problem, all is well, I'm not going to do anything again. I dashed them money, not to an Igbo, to an outside named account. I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, so that the government can trace them.
Those guys are connected. All these unknown gunmen.
Oh, so the government can trace them. So that the government would find it a little difficult to trace them.
Difficult too. Those guys are connected even than you and I. It's above we talking this thing on the radio. Imagine the Commissioner of Police in Anambra State saying some people know them, but if you dare make them, you, your family,
yeah, of course,
like
yeah,
soup.
Yeah, this is wild.
Seriously,
wow,
it is beyond.
So wait, you sent money to an account that has a northerner's name on it?
But I didn't deal with my own account because I wouldn't want them to know what about. In fact, if I transferred half a million naira to them, that please I wouldn't want, because they were like threatening me if I don't, whatever, you know, my grandma, you know, people in the east. Just to let peace reign.
But you didn't go for the wedding. You still didn't have...
I did not. I didn't do anything again. We just did a small thing here in Lagos. Let peace reign. Many men don't travel again. If you dare say you want to build a house in the east, they know you. You are in soup. You won't know how they get your number.
This is
people,
crazy.
real big guys who are doing well in the East, don't, since this year you can't travel. If you get travel, it's better you pack your... It is the last time I traveled in January, it was Uber. If I say Uber, a private car, Toyota Corolla, that was what I was using the moving about. Because if you get carry a flashy car, you are in soup.
Oh, you had a flashy car you couldn't move around with?
Ne, okwa brani. How much you were
talking about? Yeah, I didn't know.
Hey, this country, eh?
Thank you very Buhari, much.
Buhari regime. Oh, now we're seeing them draw from day one, 2015, they affect us to today.
Wow.
Yes,
this
those guys,
something.
They hired for the election.
Thank you.
They can't go back again. So they've spread.
Wow. Thank you.
It's only God. Not even God. Even there's a problem that you will complain. The God Almighty said will be tired of your issue. I think he's tired. It is high time we individuals ourselves to treat to him, deliver ourselves. No more God.
Thank you. Wow. We've heard some things today. Thank you very much for calling. We've heard some things today on the show. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Wow. Hey, welcome. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Make it back. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Welcome, Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. What's your name?
My name is Paul.
You're going to have to speak up because this is rather impossible.
Oh, okay. My name is Pius Paul.
Welcome, Pius Paul.
Madam Jazzy, can you hear me?
No, well, that's not good enough. Are you speaking through something, a tunnel? I can't hear you. You have to be a little bit more audible.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, we'll manage that.
Okay. You see, the insecurity in the eastern part of the country today, the government knows exactly what to do.
Oh, the government also is going to be blamed for that too?
Yes, sir. They know exactly what to do. In the western part of Nigeria, the Odua Nation get up after this Sunday, the old guys, they team up a group of security.
Oh, my friend. Pius, your voice is so low. I'm really straining to pick your words.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Okay. The Yorubas team up a group of security, brand them, give them a name, mobilize them. And I live in the West here with you in Lagos. I know how many times Amotekun have been able to come across the bad guys and then fish them out. And if you discover since then, there's not been any issue of killing or anything.
Okay.
Around the state, down to your state, even down to Ondo state.
Okay.
The area is Kulankana. Now, in the case of East, they brought up something called Ibibagu, or what is it called? If you remember vividly, those guys were deployed in the street. You gave them guns. Today, we don't hear government coming up with Ibibagu anymore. They don't tell us anything. What you hear is unknown government. I'm from a blind state. I beg you, I can't go home. I can't go home anymore.
Well, that would be the choice. I think it's the choice of a few people to perpetrate this unsettlement that have brought about this insecurity we have in the East. I don't know that we can really pin that on the government.
I'm so glad you're from the Igbo, but unfortunately, you never really... I don't think you really stay in the eastern part of this country for a couple of years now. That is when you understand the way these guys operate. There is still much to do from the government. If the government wants this insecurity in the eastern part
to be dissolved, they can't do it? Well, we're hoping on the government then. Look, thank you very much for calling. I seriously, I do appreciate your contribution. Thank you. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side, welcome to the show. Ooh, insecurity all around. Hey, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, Nigeria Info. What's your name?
I can call him from Matong, Inota, but now calling from Kenaland.
Wherever you are, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I just want to congratulate my Southeastern brother.
Mm.
I can hear them comforting themselves on your program ever since. And I think we, as Nigerians, we should be ashamed of ourselves sometimes.
Mm.
Every problem now in the country is Buhari made, Abi. Boko Haram has been existing before Buhari came into power. It's as if some of your callers today have forgotten that. Huh?
Are you asking me? Or are you making a statement?
I'm making a statement. People come on here today and be saying all sorts of story. The South is a problem today. When it started, the same thing they did in the North, what was the my Southeastern brother did. They were supporting them. Now the thing has gone out of hand. Who goes to the prison yard to release criminals, for God's sake, and ask them to kill military, kill the police, amass their weapon, and use it? Now those bad boys have these weapons now. You are blaming it on the government. They've been calling since. None of them is bold enough to say what the IPOB are doing.
Hold on a second. Wrong. Please pardon me. We have to be off on a break. Just wait, please.
To Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Hello, are you there? I lost you. Look, you've been wonderful, and thank you for holding on for all of 1 minute. The Sunny Side, how are you doing? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good to have you. Sorry?
There's something going on Bariga side.
Hold on. My name is Joyce.
Joyce.
My name is Joyce, yes.
I just have an information about.
Sure.
Look, my phone just lost last night. The
oh,
one
sorry
I
about
have
that.
The news desk phone there.
Okay, sorry about
I'm
that.
I'm calling this.
Okay.
There's a caterpillar destroying houses in one street in Aran Bariga.
Oh.
Pedro Road.
Okay.
People are there. People are men. I just have some clips.
What exactly is happening? Why is a demolition happening? Is that an illegal settlement?
They said somebody owns that land, but it has been a street for almost 20 years plus. Mm. So they said they have come there twice. Now they just come, I just had a call that people are rushing, running around, and people are in the shop. They send everybody out a street, a complete street.
Oh, wait, the demolition is clearing out an entire street with buildings on it?
Yes.
Ah. But the government must be aware of it. So certainly,
yes.
If people feel, if they feel subjugated, if they feel abused by any measure, they should see the government, the local government, about that.
Exactly. I think they said one of the local government representatives came,
uh-huh,
and the soldiers sent them away. And uh-huh, I've not seen any response from the local government again, because I think the chairman is not around. I tried to get the chairman. He wasn't around. I called the PA. The PA said they are in Abuja.
So the soldiers who are monitoring the demolition, whose order are they working on? Federal government, state government, who?
I think it's on state. I think it's on state.
You need lawyers to help you interpret this. Do you have the community? Does the community have a lawyer? Spokesperson? Well, lawyer, yeah.
They should.
Really? Because
yes,
this is plenty grammar. It's like this is a lawyer's work at this point.
Okay.
Well, look, thank you very much for the update. What's the area again?
Ojela District. Pedro Road, Bariga.
Bariga. Yeah. All right, Pedro Road, Bariga. Thank you very much for the update. I do appreciate. We need a lawyer there to do some, well, to help interpret the situation, and at least people can get the government
I'll
to intervene. I'll appreciate that. I'll appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Night to 9.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. We can speak to a few more people before we segue into another conversation. Nigeria Info, welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here live. What's your name?
Permit me to adopt the name Chidi.
Sure. Okay, this is
right.
Happening.
talking about insecurity in Nigeria, on this issue of terrorist given conditions. One thing everybody should know is that terrorists can never get enough.
Okay. Yeah.
Terrorists can never get enough. And they have one mission. Their mission is to hold every of their victims captive. Psychologically, emotionally, and physically. And in every other way they can. And that's what they are doing to Nigeria today.
So who's the victim here, the government or the citizens?
Nigerians are all the victims. The Nigeria and the Nigerians, we are all victims here. because the government has failed to do what they're supposed to do.
Mm.
As you are leaving your office now, you are not. You are, your security is not guaranteed.
The Lord is my shepherd.
You only believe God to lead you home and bring you back to office the next day.
Yeah,
that's just the truth about what's going on in Nigeria today. And the government is not ready to do anything about it. Just like the caller before your break was saying, yeah, Boko Haram has been in existence before this present government. But they were being fought with everything Nigeria could get. Unfortunately, this present regime has just relaxed. That is why people are kind of pointing fingers at them. They are not doing what they are supposed to do. Now, going back to the Southeast, what is going on there? Recently, the proscribed IPOB told Nigerians that we are not responsible for the sit at home on Mondays in the Southeast. And they promised to do anything within their power to, you know, find out the source of that nonsense there. And fortunately enough, they came out with a statement recently that they have identified somebody that was sponsoring that sit at home. And the person is based in Finland, according to the statement. So, and they were about to sue that guy to court. The only person, the only governor in the Southeast that came out to support that motion was the newly installed governor of Anambra State.
Mm.
That's the only person. I expected other four governors of the Southeast to support this man and this IPOB group to prosecute that person that was doing that thing, or that is doing that thing rather. And up to this moment, everybody is keeping quiet about it as if nothing is happening. Who is to blame?
We force fed monsters.
The government are the people that are sponsoring whatever we are having in this country. I take responsibility for whatever I say here. They are the people responsible for what we are passing through in this country. Election has come. They need talks. They give them guns. They give them weapons to fight their opposition. After the election, they will find it difficult to retrieve these weapons from them. At the end of the day, the boys will make ends with whatever they have in their hands.
This is unsettling.
The so-called unknown gunmen that are terrorizing Anambra today emanated from Imo State. They came from Imo State. They are I'm from Imo State, to make it clear. So let it not be as if I'm trying to criticize a particular state. I'm from Imo State. So whatever that is terrorizing Anambra today is from Imo State. And they are terrorizing Anambra because this governor is standing on his ground to say that insecurity will not be allowed, will not be tolerated in Anambra.
But you can't even tolerate, like, I mean, is someone expecting him to tolerate it? It's like, if we don't do this thing, this monster is going to really eat us alive. It's like, we must do something.
Now that he is the only man standing, out of five states, the only person, and that's why they're terrorizing his local government. See, today, I'm here in Lagos, I know what is idea. I follow the trends of what is going on there.
Wow.
So what are the other governors in the South doing? What are they doing with their security votes? What are they doing with their security votes?
Wow.
So these are the things that we need to talk about. These are the things that they need to stand up. These are the things that if they have the welfare of the citizens at heart. I mean, for how long will these things go on?
That's a very necessary question that every Nigerian needs to ask him or herself. And, you know, pose the same question to the government. How long? Because
how
it seems
long,
as though
long,
we have come up with
go on?
We've
long,
come up with more excuses than we
and
have.
One thing I'm happy about now, can I tell you, Joyce?
Yeah.
With due respect and apologies for this, now those ones in the Southeast are now shifting their points to the elected officers. I think that would be a good move. So that those people that we have elected as National Assembly, State Assembly, governors, and the whatever they are, they will sit down and think about who will be the next. Until they begin to think about that, who will be the next among us? Until they think that line, I think things will not get better. Thank you and God bless Nigeria.
Thank you very much and God bless Nigeria. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info, how are you?
I'm fine, though. How are you?
I'm good.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
This is Joy calling.
Thank you, Joy, for calling. Go ahead.
In this country, only the truth can set us free. We knew that Boko Haram were in Nigeria before. Were they like this before? Were they rampaging everywhere that there is no peace again? That is what we will ask ourselves. So if somebody said, vote for me, I will clear these people out. You vote for that person, refuse to clear that people out. Who will you now begin to blame? Who will you now begin to blame? Let somebody not come out and begin to defend. That's IPOP. Shena, today is day for East. Is it today that the thing has become like this? Let everybody think deeply. Strangers, they are all over our country. All over, coming inside in the night. All over everywhere. Who do you expect us to blame? Please, Nigeria, think deep. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We can afford two more, and then we have to go to another conversation. This is Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Hello. Good afternoon to you. Nobody can hear you. Believe that. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello. So I'm not sure the connection is in its best. You're going to have to try again. The volume of your radio set. Thank you for calling. Tell us your name.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah. Francis from VI.
Welcome, Francis. Where in VI are you? It's noisy.
Guys, I'm very close to you. Hello, guys. Are you
with I'm with you.
Yes. Guys, you know, last time I told you,
yeah,
we live in denial in this country.
Yo, dude, okay. That background is noisy.
Yeah, we live in denial in this country.
Yeah.
Nigeria is going down the drain. 2016, I said it clearly that Buhari is not coming to give us good governance. Rather, he's coming to punish us as a people. Because of what happened in 1982, thereabout, based on history.
Okay.
With his unforgiving heart, when Buhari assumed office, the first person he go after was the son of the man that got him arrested when he was a president under military dispensation in the person of Dazuki. All the allegations of money, Dazuki gate and Dazuki this, are the man spent for good years.
Hold on a second, what has that got to do with insecurity?
Joyce, Buhari did not come to give us government, good governance. And that's why there is insecurity in the land. Can you want for your show, Joyce, let us discuss Lagos. You will see even in Lagos, insecurity everywhere. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Let us discuss Lagos. Let's not start as if Southeast is the worst zone of the country. Lagos is terrible. 2017, my own brother was killed in Lagos. In Lagos, the mega city. In Victoria Land, it was murdered. What are they saying? What is happening in the Southeast? The politicians, they know. The federal government know. They can't deny it.
So where does this leave us? Is it that the government, when you say they know, is it that they know and they allow it persist, or they know they are working on
it? Allow it. They want to take over Anambra. Welcome, my friend. They want
for
to
what?
Take over Anambra.
For what?
And they will refuse them.
Take over Anambra for what exactly?
You know the
Wait, who wants to take over Anambra? Who?
You know the party in power. They want to take over the state. And we said no. And that's the problem.
Oh, come on.
What's going on in Anambra? They're not taking it serious.
Wait, because they want to take over the state, in by your theory, innocent people are dying on the streets. I'm not sure that theory is correct. To be honest, you have to be honest. That's the thing. You cannot be sentimental.
Sorry,
you can't say, well, you're not going to judge your brother.
I'm not being sentimental here.
Okay.
In the person of General Sani Abacha late, he said that any security that lasted for 24 hours, that government is involved. If government is not involved in this security going on in the land, let them come out clean.
All right. Thank you very much.
Boko Haram is in their government. They can't deny it. Those sponsoring Boko Haram is in their government. They can't deny it. what is happening in Imo State is politically motivated.
All right.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Ooh, the sunny side. One more, and then we are on to something else. Nigeria Info, this is the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Uh-huh. That's not, that wouldn't count. Hey, how are you?
Hello, Joyce. Good
afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Happiness from Ikorodu.
Good to have you here. Thank you. Go ahead.
You know, it's so sad to know that we are in this mess. So painful. Eh? You know, it's supposed to have a government, but it's unfortunate. It's like we don't have.
Hmm.
For me, they should give them back their children, oh, and release those innocent people.
No. Well, now the terrorists are alleged to have demanded the release of Boko Haram members in government detention. So now, I think that's crazy.
Joyce, we know the government we have. These people are sadists. They should release and give. What bothers me most is those innocent passengers. They should not play with their lives. They know what they are doing. They should just give them whatever they want to give them and let those people come out from that their territory.
All right.
It's so sad.
Thank you. Thank you for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're my final caller, and I wanted you to know that. Welcome. What's your name? I cannot hear you. You're going to have to speak up a little louder.
Okay, my name is Ibrahim. I'm calling from VA.
Thank you, Ibrahim, for calling. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Joyce, please, concerning the insecurity in the Southeast.
Apparently now it's not just Southeast. It's also what's the development from the train attack that happened March. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. But the fact is that I would like to advise our people, our people of Southeast,
okay.
What is happening in other places that we condemn it? We should not allow it in our own region too.
Sure.
Because by the time we allow it to spread all over the country, it means we're going at war.
True, absolutely.
It's not good for our country. Because I'm not believing that somebody can come out and start defending IPOP. So if you have an excuse for that, I think. If the evil that is going on is tagging your name, I think you get to withdraw with your agitator for now and make sure you do clean up totally.
Withdraw your agitators. Bring it back.
Really? If I'm agitating for something and somebody is hiding under my name, I'll withdraw from that.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely.
We need to start making sense this time around.
True. Absolutely.
Thank you very much
for calling. That is a solid point. The sunny side. Nigeria Info. We're off on a break.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. Now we're on to another conversation. I do want to say thanks to our callers, particularly those who are still on the telephone, hoping to get through. We are on to another conversation at this moment, and I think it's worth referencing the fact that this is a moving story. We are hoping that the worst doesn't happen, but as the story moves, we will move with it to furnish you with updates and so that you can understand what you're really dealing with, what we're collectively dealing with, the reality that's ours and maybe we have permitted due to our greed, selfishness, ignorance, arrogance, political persuasions, blind sides, and sometimes we have permitted it for what we think we stand to benefit, and maybe we are also victims of our own illusions where we suppose that the evil is there and it cannot get here. Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. We're on to our divorce series, and we're talking about, of course, you know, we like social constructs around here. Today on our divorce series, we're hoping to analyze how society judges people who do not marry early. Now, I think that there is comfort, at least a perceived type of social comfort, around people who marry early. Now, there is a situation where people maybe are choosing to deliberately not be married early, or due to circumstances outside of their control, they are not going to be married early, and that would mean that they have to marry late. So, you who is the one who is supposed to be married but you aren't, what's the issue with you? Do you feel weak? Do you feel ashamed? Do you feel judged? In fact, the judgment part, because we hear parents who judge their children and maybe in some way try to nudge them to go out into the world and find a mate and start a life. And some people have gone, and because of the hurry with which their parents have pushed them, they've landed in... Some landed on the floor. Some landed on a stone. And some just landed in hell. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. The social pressure that might be on people who are married late, or who, even though their intention was to marry early, ended up marrying late, or yet to be married, and by social standards, it's late. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. Nigeria Info, welcome. What's your name? Hello. Can you hear anybody? This is Earth. Hello, alien.
Okay, I can hear you.
All right, good to have you. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Lost you. All right, make it back then. The Sunny Side. We're Nigeria Info. We're onto our divorce series, and we're talking the social pressure surrounding people who marry late or are yet to be married, and it's assumed late. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
Oh, sorry, are you still on the e-security?
Oh, no, I'm not. We're moving on to something else.
Okay.
Bless you.
Okay.
Thank you. Don't worry, it's a moving story. Well, except insecurity ends today, it would no longer be a conversation tomorrow. If it doesn't end today, it is a conversation tomorrow. It will be a conversation in our tomorrow. This week, next week, we just pray for the best, don't we?
Thank you so much.
The Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side, my friend. Welcome to tonight.
Nothing done. Let me hear you with all of us.
Yeah, what's up, bro? Hello.
Hello.
Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, is it Nigeria Info?
Exactly.
Yeah, my name is John. I'm calling from VI.
Welcome, John.
All right. About the issue of this Boko Haram and they are demanding for their people.
Okay, I have moved over to something else.
Hello?
I'm onto something else. I'm discussing something else.
Okay, all right.
Well, thank you very much. Look, Nigeria, I think I'm due for a break. It does quite appear that on the clock, I am supposed to be on a break. Well, I'll just continue the conversation then. Hey, that's only side. Sorry I lost you. Make it back. Nigeria Info, how are you? Hello.
Fine, thank you.
I'm good, thank you. What's your name?
Yeah, Steve.
This is who? I'm sorry, your line isn't so clear. What's your name?
It's Benjamin, calling from Ogun State.
Okay, welcome, Benjamin. So, what side do you fall on? Are you married late? Did you marry late? Are you assumed to be late because you're old and unmarried? All right, so I'm not even sure what's wrong with the connection. Make it back. Hi, how are you? Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, hello, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. This is TBK from Sunleri.
Thank you for calling.
Hello, Joyce. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, okay. Joyce, I'm still single, and wow. I'm this kind of person that I don't think like Nigerians.
What does that mean?
What it means is that I don't conform to social norms, you know, like...
Okay.
Marriage is not an achievement.
Okay.
Do you understand? Mm. I've come to realize that what we do here is just to fulfill all righteousness. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Even those who don't really know what they want from life, they just jump into marriage, maybe because of the society puts them under pressure, or maybe they are being pressured by their parents. You understand?
Yeah.
90% of Nigerians who are married, they don't really know what they want in life.
Okay.
You understand?
So let me introduce a moment that's to come. So I'm off on a break in about 20 seconds. I'm going to ask you to wait, or you're going to have to call back.
I will have to call back.
Yeah, please call back. Yeah,
right,
thank you.
Right.
Now, the reason I want you to call back is because you have to explain the new philosophy that you have developed that separates your philosophy from social philosophy. So we need to separate that. First, we need to establish it and then find a separation, yours from society. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. We're on to our divorce series. We're talking social interpretation to people who marry early or people who are yet to be married, and by social expectations, they are getting married late. Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. And about a minute before we touch down, 2 p.m. on the clock, this very beautiful, God-given Tuesday afternoon, someone left me a proverb from Benin City. I think it's from Benin. You say, regarding the topic on the sunny side, check out this adage by the Benese. Benin. Okay, you say, when there is sand in a plate or a pot of soup, the blind sees it. Fingers should be pointed at those at the helm of affairs. They know what's up. All right. Well, look, first of all, I think I like the adage, you know, and I thought it was worth repeating. When there is sand on a plate, even the blind can see it. All right. Well, look, thank you very much for that. I do appreciate the sunny side. So we're on to this conversation as to social pressure around those who are not married and society deems them too late to be married. For those who married late, and I don't know if there's any profit to that, if there's any esteem, any honor, any privilege, any advantage, I don't know what you get the point. Good. So it's how society interprets marrying late. Let's find out what you think about it. My last caller was saying something about having a different philosophy separate from social construct. We'll find that out if he calls back. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. This is radio. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Ouch. The volume of your radio set. Hello.
Well, that's not just
I'm with you. I'm good. Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Dennis.
Welcome, Dennis.
Hello?
I'm with you, Dennis. Please go ahead.
It's a very simple thing.
Is it?
If you marry at 50 in this present country called Nigeria, at 20 you won't have a child that is a graduate.
By 70 you won't have a child who's a graduate?
Yes.
Absolutely, that's true.
Then look at it from this angle. A lot of people do same things from abroad.
Okay.
Maybe to their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Said this one is to brother Uncle James, my brother, the one that has housewife. This one that I see moving around, giving one. What does that imply?
That you're respected because you're married?
So that is how it is. Your social status has changed.
Yeah, but should anybody respect you more? I mean, you could still be there are fools who are married. Do you respect the fool more because he's married?
No, you are trying to put it in a proper perspective by saying this one is a fool, this one is a wise one, this one is
king. No, I think everybody's deserving of respect. And so
now, let's look at it this way.
Oh.
A lady that is not married in the society in Nigeria, part of Nigeria, will never be allowed to mingle with a married one.
Who never? What audacity? Really?
Yes, please.
This is unreal.
Let's be factual.
No. Wait, hold on a second. Who doesn't allow the single?
A lot of young men. Oh, you can't go out with my wife. You can't go. They will not even allow a married woman to be going out with a spinster.
But that's unintelligent discrimination. I thought we should judge people whether they are good or bad. Why? You understand? Shouldn't we be judging good versus bad? So if a person is good but unmarried, you say... Yes, no, hold on a second, please. Let's establish something. If a person is good but unmarried, you say, well, because this person, even though they're good but they are married, they will not mingle with a married one. So you suppose that marriage automatically gives you a certain level of class.
Okay, why is it that they're questioning? They want to know they want to define whether they're married or single.
I don't care what they think. I mean, they hardly do a good job at thinking to begin with. So why should I care what the outcome of their thoughts are?
Joyce, I want to leave you on this note.
Well, thank you. What?
Joyce. First, whenever I'm married, not you get in law.
How many of you even have good in-laws? Like, you're bragging about something that's probably not even serving you right.
No, but it's very good to marry early enough. Very, everything is
all right.
It is very, very, very good to marry early enough. Myself is a case study.
Okay.
Very, very good to marry early enough.
All right.
You have peace of mind.
Yeah, I like that. But I don't like the argument supporting your position. But thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
What? Someone who's not married don't have... It's if your in-law is good now that you're bragging that, oh, you know, we have in-law. Nah, some of you, what you have? You'd be better if you had nothing. Oh, good God. This topic, the sunny side. Well, that was a good start. Hello, Nigeria Info. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Hello. Nigeria Info, it's good to have you here.
God. My name is Austin.
Welcome, Austin. Let's hear your definition to culture and pressure.
Yes, it is good to marry early. Mm. Number one, if you are not married, you will not be given position of responsibility, position of authority.
Where?
You know, there are some positions that you will not be given if
where?
You're not married.
Okay, where? We must establish that. Where? School, church, office, work, heaven, hell? Where? No. No, you must call it out.
In school, listen, what I mean is... in churches, you will not be given. Even in the civil service, you will not be given that if you're not married.
I'm not a civil servant. I mean, beat that.
Okay. In public service, you will not be given. There are positions that once you are married...
In this Nigerian public service?
Nigerian public service.
If I'm not married, so you're not going to judge my competence.
As a man, if you're not married as a man, there are positions you won't occupy.
Are you sure you don't want... Okay, I'm taking your points down. Good Lord.
Find out. In the churches, there are positions you not occupy as...
Deacon?
As
elder?
As a man, if you're not married.
You won't be a deacon.
You see, it is assumed that once you are married, you are responsible. Well, that is, you know, in quotes.
I agree.
Once you are married, you are responsible. That's why you are given certain positions.
But that is an assumption. Can we establish? No, I get it. But can we establish that that's an assumption? Because there are people who are married and unhappy. So would that matter? Would that count for something? I mean, like, you have a pastor who's married to a wife who's constantly unhappy, but he's a pastor. Or he's an imam.
There are people who are married that are unhappy. That is given. Okay.
Yeah.
But that does not preclude. That is not. It does not make him an unmarried man.
Yeah.
He is seen by authorities as somebody that. I said the responsibility is in quote as a married man. You know, some are married and they are not happy. But they, I mean, since
some are married and not responsible. Some are married and not responsible, isn't it?
I agree. Some are married and not responsible, but they are not seen in that light when I want to give them positions. Once you are married, you are assumed to be responsible.
But isn't that so? You're right. But I'm trying to say that there's something wrong with your assumption if all we do is credit the one who is married and marginalize or not count worthy those who are unmarried. Because the unmarried person can be better than the married one at the job.
I agree with you, but society does not take that.
You know, you're saying you are society, you're on my show, and you can't even shake off your culture. You can't even think outside cultural influences. Well, that's the truth.
Yes, the mindset is what I have just told you, and it will be difficult to change it.
No, I don't need to change. You see, right now I'm speaking to you. I don't care about any other listener but you. So you know what you're doing? You don't want to change because you have found validation in a group of social, in the herd. You're like one sheep and you have faith in other sheeps. So you're afraid to stand alone. So you're not even a lion. You understand? Do you understand the import? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Not that I'm afraid to stand alone.
But
you see, the truth is one is expected to marry early. And if you don't marry the time you are supposed to marry.
Who determines when you are supposed to marry? Look at that.
When you are supposed to marry.
Who determines that? Your father?
You are not supposed to be old before you get married.
Yeah, I get it.
So you say
supposition. So I'm thinking somebody has institutionalized that. So who? Mm-hmm. Parents? You? Who's the one who's supposed to be married? Society? Pressure group? Elders? Women union? Who? Because when you find a good wife or when you find a good husband...
Joyce, it is all embracing. All embracing. Society, parents, social, whatever. It is all embracing.
Yeah.
You know? People look up to you to you see, the more you... Once you are over 35, getting to 40, people start wondering, why hasn't this man gotten married?
True.
What is the problem? Both society, both social media, both parents. Your parents will not even be happy with you anymore.
No, my parents are happy with me. I don't know. Look, I do apologize if your parents are different. My parents are good. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, my dear. All the best, then.
You too. Ah, culture. Night 9.3 Nigeria Info. Ooh. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
the volume of your radio set, lady. You know what to do.
Thank you.
What's your name? Go ahead.
I've done it.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Josh.
Mm?
So we still think like this in this country.
Welcome to the world.
Me, I'm a married woman. I have friends that are not married.
Oh.
I have them under the one that I've married. So I don't see anything wrong with that. And people should not allow what other people think and drive them into marriage. Like my house, my senior sister married at the age of almost 40. That's 80-something. No, my parents never call her one day that, did you have a husband?
Okay.
Me, I married at the age of almost 30. So they never asked me one day whether I have a man or not. So that is why many marriage, come and hear story.
Look, I heard enough.
To live our life.
For a lifetime.
Eh? Zero marriages. There are very plenty in this country because they want to have a husband. I prefer somebody that has not married in time than to marry and be in trouble. Thank you.
Look, by the way, I couldn't shake off the man who's one of his points was he said that if you're single, you could never be allowed to be friends with a married person. And my head can't just shake that thing off. So first of all, I choose my friends. Chances are, if I had a friend who's married and the husband says, look, I don't want you to be friends with this single person. So first, your husband isn't thinking. If that is the basis upon which he is, advising you or commanding you to not be friends with someone, he is reacting. Because if a person is good, then that's who like a human being is not trying to be good to you. The person is good. You even stand to benefit from the good nature of the person who is single. But if your judgment is that, now that we're married, we're only going to mingle with married people because you're trying to impose on your ego the supposition of worth. Erase that. Come on. Like, the illusion of worth. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. It is, and I've heard that before. I've heard people say something like, we've cut out all our single friends. Even the ones that have a head on their shoulder. Oh, wow. Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
This is Mr. Casey on the line.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. The main point is that being married or not being married does not make one responsible or irresponsible.
Okay.
There are those who are married who are irresponsible. While there are those who are not married who are very, very responsible. Even if you want to even go biblically too. Bible will let us to see that marriage is a gift, while singleness is also a gift.
Oh, thank you.
Thirdly, the issue of getting married early or not is a personal choice. So many persons rushed into marriage unprepared, prematurely.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, they find it difficult. What seems to be love initially very early, at the end of the day, becomes infatuation. They want to go out of it. So the issue of one is married makes him responsible, and one is not married makes me responsible does not apply. Now, a man who is married and cannot feed his family, is he responsible? A man who is married with children, cannot take care of the children, is he responsible? A man who is married, who goes about drinking and picking women up and down, here and there, going out with small girls, is irresponsible, but he's married. While a single person who is not even attempting that, taking care of his responsibilities until when he feels that he's okay enough to get married, is such a person not responsible?
Being
married or not does not qualify one of being responsible. But in African settings, we feel that when someone is married, he has become a responsible person. Yeah, I don't buy that idea.
All right.
Thank you.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We're off on a break to bring you the recording I told you about. My name's Joyce. The sun sets here for me. This topic will return. Rest assured. We're Nigeria Info.
Welcome.